Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Perplexity AI is in the news for a bunch of really impressive new features and updates they have made to their AI. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into what they have launched, what's going on, and how we see this impacting the future of AI. Perplexity AI is best known for their AI chatbot, but they do a lot more than exclusively that. And they've also released a bunch of new features. So in addition to their array of fresh features and an enhanced mobile app and an updated browser extension, Perplexity's chatbot can also now answer questions using imagery rather than solely relying on words. I think this is incredibly impressive. And I think this is really an incredible display of kind of speed that we're seeing here, because Perplexity also launched a novel chatbot constructed on Meta's just released Llama 2 AI model. And they achieved this just days after Meta actually made the language model open source. So I think this really goes to show two things that are happening here. Number one, obviously, Perplexity AI is an awesome startup that is really fast, really nimble, getting things implemented really quick. But also, I think it just shows the ability of and the power of these open source models. So from Meta's perspective, by making this Llama 2 AI model public, they're really allowing AI startups to pivot and to release things incredibly quickly and get things to market very fast. I think the significant standout in Perplexity's upgrade is really the big thing that we're seeing here is really just the novel image search attribute. I think it really gives Perplexity AI the power to answer questions about people and locations with photographs and videos, which is massive. Images are accessible straight from the search results, while videos present as compact buttons, so they're playable directly within Perplexity's interface. I think it's a pretty interesting trick. I think this saves you a lot of hassle of hopping over to YouTube or other platforms. Image search is already live on Perplexity's website, and the team plans to extend this feature to their mobile apps soon. So Perplexity also introduced a functional tweak allowing users to edit the titles of their search threads for improved organization. And this adds flexibility in part to, added flexibility as part of the revamped look for Perplexity's Chrome extension and also their iOS app. And the mobile app received a significant upgrade. Essentially, it's going to mirror the web portal features. So you're going to see things like thread syncing, language defaults, and other performance enhancements. And Perplexity's site also underwent a big, overhaul, and it now has a new URL, which is pplx.ai. It would appear this whole new URL thing is what the cool kids are doing, as we're seeing companies like Twitter that have now switched their URL to x.com. So maybe these new shorter URLs are a big deal. In any case, for people that don't know exactly what Perplexity AI is, if you go to their website, perplexity.ai, or the other URL I just mentioned, essentially, it's a lot like ChatGPT. I think they're kind of going for more of like a Google Bard thing where it's a little bit more rich. You can ask it for videos and it's going to give you links to a bunch of YouTube videos or other, video stock video websites that will give you that kind of stuff. It answers all your questions and it sources all of its answers based off of the websites and the web pages that I actually pulled the information from, similar to what Google Bard would do. And then below it has related questions that it's kind of like on Google when you do a search and they have like They have the drop downs of like expounding on a question you've asked or, you know, similar questions. They have the same thing, which kind of give you a little bit more detail. Now, one thing that I did test out on Perplexity AI after they did this update was, right, they mentioned that they're having images embedded. So I actually asked it for an image of turtle eggs because it was going along with a conversation I was having with it. More on that later. But it did generate some turtle egg pictures for me. Now, at first I wasn't sure if these were going to be generated from, if these were actually going to be just like pulled off the internet, like essentially I'm just getting Google images, or if they're generating them. It would appear that they're generating AI images. But what's really funny is the response it gave me when I said, show me a photo of turtle eggs, said, as an AI language model, I cannot display images directly. However, you can find photos of turtle eggs on a bunch of different websites, and it gave me links to a bunch of different websites. And anyways, but then right after it did that, it did actually generate four images of turtle eggs, two of which look super unrealistic, one of which looks like a bunch of white, perfectly circled white balls in a wooden bowl, and one of which I think actually looks like turtle eggs in the sand that is kind of realistic. It's kind of good. So I think that I'm not sure exactly what image generation engine they're using on this or if they have their own, but regardless, it does generate images. It does find you videos. It found a bunch of YouTube videos about turtle eggs, and it gave me all sorts of information. It had a full conversation with me. It feels a lot more like Bard or kind of a Google search vibe than ChatGPT. But all in all, a pretty cool tool. It's doing some cool things that I do like. So I will give it that. I will say that they really are kind of hinting at plans for more personalized AI, both on the mobile and the web versions of Perplexity, because they are teasing the possibility of an AI profile creation button. So some of Perplexity's future visions have already kind of become or started coming to the forefront in Perplexity Labs, which is essentially a digital sandbox for Perplexity and its users to trial new concepts. I think the residence of Labs is Llama Chat. That's the first AI model they have on there, a chatbot which is based off of Meta's new Llama 2 model we were talking about, right? They cranked this thing out super fast. They were able to essentially gain access to the LLM and leverage its inference engine to make generative AI chatbot and to bring this onto their platform in less than 24 hours. And they did this without any licensing fee. That's absolutely amazing, the fact that this thing is open source and free. Honestly, big kudos to Meta for giving this thing away. This was a massive, I think it garners a lot of goodwill from Meta. Perplexity CEO is Aravind Srivangas, and he shared the excitement in a LinkedIn post. He said, quote, "You can now view answers for queries related to people, places, and things with images and videos rendered in addition to the existing rich formatted text. Play the video without having to leave Perplexity. We're excited to announce Perplexity Labs as a playground for future experiments, the first of which is Llama Chat, fully powered by Perplexity's LLM inference engine." So I think it seems like Perplexity is really going full steam ahead with more exciting features, and the development of their platform is accelerating. So I think beyond just kind of the addition of this new multimedia content, Perplexity AI is also making a lot of big steps to kind of further the personalization of their users' interactions. They're looking to introduce a bunch of new features and a lot of really exciting stuff. So Perplexity is definitely a company that I will be following in the future and seeing how they continue to help the landscape of AI evolve and progress. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.